Hi friends, thanks for joining us for another day of Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Let's go on a picnic.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is activity.
Today's title is A Picnic. A Picnic. Peter, are you hungry?
No, why do you ask?
Because we are talking about picnics again today. That means we are going to be talking about lots of yummy food. It would be hard to talk about if you were hungry.
Well, I think I'll be okay.
Great. Well, then you can help us with today's Read It.
Susie and Tina go on a picnic. Susie has some potato salad in her basket. She offers some to Tina. Then Tina hears something in the grass. It's a rattlesnake. James isn't afraid of snakes, but he tries to avoid them. Taylor tries to avoid bugs at picnics, but that is difficult, and ants always find her.
Peter, I know you like picnics, and so do I, but is there anything you don't like about picnics?
Well, I don't like a lot of bugs, especially when I'm eating. Mosquitoes and flies, they are really annoying. They can ruin your picnic.
I agree. I was thinking the same thing. And of course, we already talked about how important it is to have good weather.
Well, I hope it doesn't rain on Tina and Susie while they are having a picnic. But I think they picked a good day for a picnic. It doesn't look like it's going to rain.
Well, we'll find out how the rest of their picnic went soon. But first, it's time to learn our keywords with Christina.
Hello, Susie 和 Tina 去野餐了。 Susie 说她带了马铃薯沙拉，马铃薯就是 potato. Susie likes potatoes. 他们吃的马铃薯沙拉就是 potato salad. 沙拉是 salad. Susie has some potato salad in her basket. 结果他们在户外用餐的时候看到一条蛇。 James 说他自己虽然不怕蛇，但是会设法避开它们。 James tries to avoid them. 动词 avoid 就是避开、躲避。 Taylor 说，出外野餐的时候，他也会躲开小虫。 Taylor also avoids bugs. 名词 bug 就是小虫子。 James 说，在户外吃东西要躲开小虫子，真的蛮难的。形容词困难的就是 difficult. It's difficult when you're eating outside.
I have potato salad. Do you want some?
Sure, thank you. It is fun to eat outside.
Yes, I like sitting on a blanket on the ground.
And it's so quiet. Wait, what was that sound?
I heard it too. Something in the grass behind you.
It's a snake! A rattlesnake! Run! Run!
I'm right behind you.
Oh. Hey, Pauline. We talked a lot about picnic foods yesterday, but we forgot one, the potato, potato salad.
Well, thankfully, Susie didn't forget about it. She brought some with her.
Do you like potato salad?
Usually. There are different kinds of potato salad. I like the kind with sour cream, mayonnaise, and potatoes, but I don't like it when there are eggs in it. Do you like potato salad, Peter?
Yes, but I like fruit salad better. A salad is a cold dish made of different foods mixed together. So a fruit salad is a bunch of different fruits cut up and mixed together.
Well, Susie brought both fruit and potato salad. What a nice picnic.
Yes, and they were enjoying it, but something happens.
Something scary. Tina hears a noise. Susie hears it too and tells Tina, something is in the grass behind her.
But we can't say yet what it is because we have a grammar point. Let's go to Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson, grammar point time. Noun is in the noun behind noun. For example, the dog is in the field behind the house. Or Jamie is in the chair behind the desk. This is very useful for English students. So friends, now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So what is behind the grass?
Well, what is behind Tina, you mean, in the grass?
Yes.
It's a snake.
A snake, really? But snakes are very quiet animals. How did they hear it?
They heard it because it's a rattlesnake. Rattlesnakes rattle their tails back and forth to make a noise. Rattlesnakes are dangerous. Their bite is poisonous. Just one bite from a rattlesnake can kill a person.
Ooh, wow, that is serious. No wonder Tina says, run.
That's right. And Susie is right behind her.
Friends, to be right behind someone is a special phrase. Let's have Christina explain it to us right now.
没想到野餐到一半，他们发现有蛇。Tina 说 ，Run， 快跑。Susie 回答她 ，I'm right behind you。这句话直接翻译就是我就在你后面。其实她这样讲是为了告诉 Tina， 我就在你后面，我跟上了，我们快跑。所以学习语言除了学会每个字的读音、字义和文句架构之外，还要认识语文背后的文化和它的用法。除了这些之外，我们还要来看看这个句子里的 right 这个字，它是副词，用来强调就在、就是、就怎么样。比如 ，She is right here with me， 她就在这里跟我在一起。Can you wait right there？ 可不可以就在那边等着 ？The store is right next to my school， 那家店就在我学校隔壁。这个 right 有强调的意味。
Thanks, Christina. I'm right behind you.
Wait, no, Peter, you can't go with Christina. You have to stay with me and do the show.
Okay, you're right. But I had to say it because I'm right behind you is today's
calendar phrase.
I'm right behind you.
I'm right behind you. 我紧跟在你后面。
Let's go over the hill.
I'm right behind you.
The water is cleaner there.
I'm right behind you.
The grass is greener there.
I'm right behind you. Let's go.
Wait, I forgot my stuff.
Ouch! Be careful. I'm right behind you.
I'm right behind you.
I'm right behind you. 我紧跟在你后面。
Well, I think it's time for us to take a short break. Friends, then we'll start again right after this.
Don't go away.
Welcome back from the break. So, Pauline, are you afraid of snakes?
No, not really. I think snakes are actually very interesting animals. Although, I know it's important to be careful around snakes if they might be poisonous. And if they surprise me, then I guess it scares me a little.
Well, I don't like to see snakes, especially like a rattlesnake. But I know most of them don't want to hurt you.
That's true. Well, hopefully Tina and Susie are okay. Let's check in with everyone for conversation B.
Did you hear about Tina and Susie's picnic?
Yes. They were having a good time until they saw the snake.
I'm not afraid of snakes, but I try to avoid them.
Me too. And when I have a picnic, I also like to avoid bugs.
That's difficult when you're eating outside.
I know. Ants always find me and my food.
James and Taylor heard about Tina and Susie's picnic and its surprise ending.
Yes, what a scary thing to have happen. But it sounds like Tina and Susie are okay.
Right, but that snake sure did scare them. Taylor says they were having a good time until they saw the snake.
Until, that's a very good word to learn in English. And I know someone who can teach us. Hey, Christina, can you help us out?
Tina 和 Susie 到湖边去野餐，一切本来都很好的，可是后来居然看到一条蛇。Taylor 说 ，They were having a good time until they saw the snake。这个句子里面的 until 是一个重要的连接词，它是直到什么时候的意思。这个句子直接翻译就是，直到他们看到蛇之前都很愉快。这句话要讲的其实就是本来很好的，但是一看到蛇就不妙了。因为中文没有这样的表达方式，所以我们用起来会觉得比较难。所以每次看到这个句型，我们都要练习一下哦。比如 ，It was quiet until the baby started crying。所以宝宝一哭就破坏了原有的安静。He was doing okay until the guy came in。那个人进来之前，他都很好啊。这个 until 的用法一定要练习一下哦。
Thanks, Christina. So Tina and Susie stopped enjoying their picnic when they saw the snake. They were scared and ran away.
James says he's not afraid of snakes, but that he does try to avoid them. That's kind of like me. But if he isn't afraid of snakes...Why does he try to stay away from them?
Well, some snakes are dangerous. So if you don't know what kind of snake it is, then it's best to avoid it.
That's a good idea. Well, thankfully, I don't see snakes at picnics very often.
There are some other creatures, though, that are a common pest at picnics. Do you know what I'm talking about, Peter?
Yes, I do. Bugs, like ants.Spiders or flies. Taylor says she tries to avoid bugs when she is eating outside. But bugs are hard to avoid when you're eating outside.
That's true. That is why I like to use picnic tables. I think it's a little easier to avoid the bugs if your food is on a table and not on the ground.
That's a good point. You should suggest that to Taylor.Maybe that would help her to avoid all the ants that always find her food.
Of course, it's also important to cover your food when you're not eating it. If you leave food open, then more and more bugs will come.
It sounds like you've been on quite a few picnics.
It's true, but I can't give any more tips now because now it's time to review our key words.Remember, friends, to repeat after us when we say the words. This will help your pronunciation.
Here's the first key word of the day. Potato. Potato. Jim is cooking potatoes for dinner.
Salad. Salad. I want a salad for lunch.
Avoid. Avoid. Gus avoids cats. He doesn't like them.
Bug. Bug. The bugs are bothering Tammy.
Difficult. Difficult. That's a difficult question. Okay, friends, keep on practicing at home. You're doing great. And now let's look at our conversations one more time.
I have potato salad. Do you want some?
Sure, thank you. It is fun to eat outside.
Yes, I like sitting on a blanket on the ground.
And it's so quiet. Wait, what was that sound?
I heard it too. Something in the grass behind you.
It's a snake! A rattlesnake! Run! Run!
I'm right behind you.
Did you hear about Tina and Susie's picnic?
Yes! They were having a good time until they saw the snake.
I'm not afraid of snakes, but I try to avoid them.
Me too. And when I have a picnic, I also like to avoid bugs.
That's difficult when you're eating outside.
I know. Ants always find me and my food.
So, last month we talked about barbecues. Remember? We had a barbecue for the 4th of July at the Jungle Cafe.
That was a lot of fun.
But now we have something else. It's a picnic, and you can eat this meal outside. So, what is the difference between a barbecue, which is mostly outside, and a picnic?
Great question. Both meals are eaten outside, but here's the difference. At a barbecue, people eat meat and other foods that are cooked over a fire. But picnics are usually cold meals.
People often have picnics when they are on trips. Maybe because it's easier just to bring cold food with you.
Like sandwiches. So, Peter, in this picture, do you think the family is having a picnic or a barbecue?
Well, I don't see a grill, do you? And I don't see any hot food, just a watermelon and some other fruits. So, I think this is a picnic.
I agree. Well, friends, I hope our chat helped you understand the difference between a picnic and a barbecue. Now it's time to enjoy a different chat, a jungle chit-chat.
Come on, Ginger. We're going on a picnic.
I don't know if I want to go on a picnic.
Why not?
Because I don't like snakes. I'm afraid of snakes.
Ginger, you don't need to be afraid.
Yes, I do. Some snakes are dangerous.
But other snakes are not.
Well, all snakes scare me.
Well, I'm not afraid of snakes, but I do try to avoid them.
Me too. That's why I can't go on the picnic.
That's fine. I'll just take this basket of food and go by myself.
Good. But look out for snakes and bugs.
I'm not worried. Snakes and bugs don't eat bananas.
Bananas?
Yes, I have lots of banana sandwiches.
Banana sandwiches? Hey, let's go on a picnic.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, hello, friends. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack, and today I'm writing a card. It's a Father's Day card. Chinese Father's Day is today, and I want my dad to know how much I love and appreciate him. What will you do for your father today? Many places celebrate Father's Day on the third Sunday in June. But in Taiwan, Father's Day is celebrated on August 8th because the month and day, Baba, sound like the word for father. On Father's Day, people celebrate their fathers. They show them how much fathers are appreciated. Some people take their father out for a special dinner. Often everyone in the family will gather together to honor their father, and maybe their grandfather too. People also give gifts to their dad. They give something they know fathers will like. It could be a book, a shirt, some special food, or tickets to a special show or concert. Children take time to choose their right gifts for their father. If children cannot celebrate with their father, they will at least call and give their dad a special greeting on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. There, I finished my card. I will give it to my dad tonight when we go out to dinner. I want my father to know that I love and appreciate him. My father has helped me a lot in my life, and I want him to know that I'm thankful for him. I hope you would do something special for your father today. See you next time on Jack's File. Goodbye, everyone.
So, Pauline, what do you prefer, barbecues or picnics?
Ooh, I really enjoy going to barbecues, but if I am the one who has to make the food, I prefer picnics. I think those are easier.
Okay, well, here's my answer. I like having barbecues on a picnic.
All right. Well, I think that's the best of both, I guess.
It is. I enjoy it a lot. And hopefully this weekend I can have a barbecue on a picnic. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today. Come back tomorrow. We'll see you then right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.